She told me,
yeah,
put my heart in a bag.
And that makes me really sad.
Body
that she told you to
gets
put your heart in a bag.
And now I'm running from her love. I'm not fast, so I'm making it worse. Now she's digging up a grave to my past. And
okay. Are you done?
Are we done? Are you done?
Oh,
are you done making me?
Oh, you done, son.
Oi.
Oi.
Oi, mate.
Oi, lad.
Oi,
lad.
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 Oi, listen now.
Listen.
He has a point.
Give him a chance. Give him a chance.
Dude, I really actually want to do a...
We are on.
I really want to do a performance once where you, like, chime in. Like, you need to be just close to the stage, and I go, and I give it to you, and you're like, hold on now. He has a point. He has a point. And, it, like, as I'm, like, saying some whack shit... That'd be so funny. I just go, okay, I'm going to, okay. Hi, guys. I say some very offensive things, but I think what's great is just to have a young British lad to come in and just vouch for me. He's a friend of mine. He means super well. He just wants to, he's Christian. He just wants you to,
he just wants me to have a point.
Yeah, he just wants to help me make my point. This is Zena. I'm just going to say, so what's the deal with dudes who want to cut off their dicks? And he's like, hold on.
He has a point.
Let him finish.
Stop laughing. Stop laughing.
Please laugh. If you think it's funny, laugh. But then if you're like, oi, be like,
he has a point.
I'll give it to him. And then he's like, hold on, mate. Hear me out. Welcome to a new episode of High and Dry. I feel so good to be back. It was awesome getting Sophie Jones on.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
We don't know when you're going to be hearing from her, but
yeah,
you will be.
You will
so
be.
So it might be after or before this episode.
But we're super excited for that guest, and she was awesome. And I guess like also just follow her on Sophie Jones.
She's another shout out.
Yeah, another shout. Okay.
She's not even here, man.
Easy. Okay, fine. Fine. That's all the shout outs that she fucking gets. The fucking cow. Okay?
oh my lord.
It's awesome to be back. And man, I feel good because right now I'm drunk as fuck. I'm really drunk right now. Gang, dude. Dude, fuck yeah. Wine is the shit, bro. I'm farting right now.
Just make sure it's not close to your ass. Oof. The mic isn't close to your ass.
Dude, okay. So I went to a gathering like last night, and they were serving like vegan food. Now listen, that shit.
Oh, did it?
That fart just hit me, dude. It's changing flavors.
Oh, no.
Dude,
but it hits for the second time.
Oh man.
Some vegan food is really good, though.
No. I'm not saying that it isn't. I mean, I would always opt for not vegan food, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Would you?
It depends. No. Like
a
honestly,
little bit of meat or biltong at the end of the
because,
night?
Because, like, what if the meat option is really bad? So, I...
What?
Like,
what happens? What happens that it's really bad compared to the vegan one?
I don't know. Like, it just tastes weird. Like... It just tastes.
When has that?
I don't know.
Chicken pie.
Chicken pie.
Are you gonna ever pass up an opportunity for chicken pie?
What's the equivalent of chicken pie when it comes to like a
vegan
option?
I don't know. That's my thing. Where's your chicken pie option? Yeah, veganism.
I do feel like there's a vegan pie. I don't think. I think there is.
I'm all for being vegan, but. Just a quick question to the vegans. Hey, vegans, where's the
chicken pie?
You know? Where is it?
Like, screw everything else. I just want my chicken pie.
Well, chicken pie is so good. Like, it's so... Like, when you just get... wherever it is.
Yeah.
Wherever you get it.
I have to disagree. There are some...
It needs to be, obviously, good quality chicken. That's it. That's all that needs to happen, really, with a pie. If like the chicken's like, the sauce is shit with the chicken.
Yeah.
But how often has that happened?
When
the grand
it's bad.
Scheme of things, and then when it's like,
honestly,
when it's like average, isn't it good? At that point, when a food is average,
yeah.
it's just good. Same with chocolate. Like, no, it's like, I've I could have average chocolate flavored things.
No, I've had bad chicken pie. Oh, and really? The reason why it was bad is that they smoke the chicken first.
Oh, man.
And I'm just like, I don't need it. It's only over-smoked.
Psychopaths do that,
it's
man.
Over-smoked. So, like, you only get, like, the smoky flavor from the chicken. And you're just like, I don't need this right now in my life. Mm. I just wanted a chicken pie, not a smoked chicken pie. And they don't say smoked chicken pie. They just say chicken pie. Mm. So, obviously, they took, like, the leftover smoked chicken or whatever they used it for. Mm. And were like, okay, cool. There's your pie. Yeah. I'm like, if I wanted leftovers, I would have gotten, like, nuggets. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
So frustrating.
Yeah, it's crazy how, sorry, just expensive nuggets are.
Nuggets.
Like from any, like any of like the bite-sized things. Any of the bite-sized things.
Yeah.
Like it's always expensive. It's always,
it is expensive, yeah. Yeah,
it's like burger for 40 rad and then you and get 15 pieces for like, I don't know. Like
it's also
30.
The leftover parts, you know? It's not even like the good quality meat that you get from chicken. It's the leftover.
Like KFC sprinkle pop.
Yeah, like it's the leftover. Like you should be giving, you should be handing this out.
Yeah,
you should be giving this us for free.
Yeah, it should be like a side, like a 10 rand side item.
Yeah, but
and
no,
then that normal amount.
It's 50 rand.
50 rand?
Yeah, I think the large one is like 50. I think like the large is 50.
It's so expensive. KFC is so fucking expensive. Yeah, dude, we always end up talking about food.
Yeah,
bro, what were we talking about before?
Oh, you went to a gathering of vegan food.
And just, like, yeah.
Was it good? Did it taste good?
It tasted good. And the but it's
that's
just
fine.
That's fine. It's just, like, it's...
What's the problem?
I wasn't full. I was like, there's something missing. That's what that was my thing. I was like, this...
Why didn't you just eat more?
I did. I ate a lot. I ate a lot of it.
Did you feel bad? I feel bad, especially at...
No, this is my thing. Okay. I let everybody get.
Yeah.
Because they eat, like, peasant-sized portions. You know
yeah.
What I mean? And then yeah. And then I come in, like, the fucking king I am.
And you
and I go,
it.
And I ask the host or hostess or hostex.
Okay.
Can I finish this? Or
can I have some more?
Not
please,
finish this.
Please, sir. Can I have some more?
No, not finish this. What do I say? I go, is everyone done?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
And then when they go over there and they're like, there's no food, I was like, I ask.
Is everyone done?
Is everyone done?
This is on you.
Yeah. No.
This is, like,
no,
all
I,
of
I
that
was very, very forthright with my communication, and
yeah.
I expect you to be the same.
Yeah.
No, I was. I was, like, asking a question, and, like, look, when I ask that question, I'm like, is everyone done? Like,
you better be.
No, it's, like, the face of, like, wide eyes, like, slightly tilting my head, like, because it's going to go.
It's going to go
yeah.
down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm going to eat
and
it, and it's going to go
down.
And
then I started, like, I was like, you know, I could finish this, right? As well. Like,
yeah.
I was doubly making sure.
What was it?
It was rice and like butternut and stuff.
Rice and butternut.
Yeah.
So was it a risotto?
Yeah, something like that. And then like bread and like nice bread, but like that's not filling. To
that's
me.
Not a that's not party food.
No, it's vegan food.
It's not party food.
It's no, dude, it's vegan party food.
But it's not party food.
Yeah.
You know, like when you go to
there
a party.
Oh, there was chips. There was no dip though.
What, like crisps?
Yeah, crisps.
Okay, but.
Okay, dude.
No, it's just
white people. I'm sorry, man. I know, dude.
I host so many gatherings that if I had to serve rice, I'd be like, I feel like I would be a joke. It would be like a prank. It would be a prank like party. Like, oh guys, I'm serving rice, and it's like, that's funny, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everyone comes in, and then like it's actually
rice.
It's like, oh, this was actually you weren't joking. It's like
salt. Yeah,
rice. Party?
I don't know, man.
Oh no!
Dude.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
was it cake?
Yeah, there was cake at the end. It was kind of like a
vegan cake.
No, it was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck. What's
rice? Dude, I'm on the rice. I'm sorry. I'm still on the flipping rice thing.
You're actually right. It's fucking weird.
Pizza,
rice, like rice,
like not even a pizza. Like they could have said like garlic bread or something, like pita bread. like they didn't even serve like cheese, like sides of cheese or.
I need to relocate.
Like, it was.
Oh my god, dude, you're right. I didn't even think about like how whack this is. I was like, okay, well, I was like, I'll take. I was also so hungry.
Yeah. It was like, yeah,
I
didn't, yeah.
Whatever. I wasn't in that kind of like, because what happens when you're like hungry is that you don't think straight. And you don't like see the reality of the situation if you're like very hungry, because you're like, whatever it is, I'm eating it.
Yeah. If magic was with you at that party,
he'd be like, huh?
No. He would not have eaten a thing and be like, okay, listen, after when we leave, we're going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I would be like, yep. 100%.
That is 100%. So unbelievably funny. I can't even.
Like, oh my gosh.
I can't even imagine. Dude,
like, you know, burgers?
Oh, right.
Like, or like small, like sliders or anything. Like, it was like rice.
At a birthday party. It's
like,
crazy.
If it was rice in like a taco. No, like a taco, then maybe.
It was like, there was a fire.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's like, okay, if there's fire and there's a party, braai, right? Like,
yeah.
Meat on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mix and then you have rice. Like that, then it makes sense.
And then right. Yeah.
And then it makes sense. And then you have the butternut. Nah, that's what I'm saying. Veganism is slowly killing our society.
No, it's just.
Yep.
No, I don't think it's killing our 100% society.
100% Ethan's right. Go listen to that episode.
It's
what's up? There was an whole episode about it. Ethan is always right.
I don't think it's killing our society. It's just removing the boring people from the fun people. Like, I would not, if someone tells me
he's
that they're vegan
of mine, I can't just like,
if someone tells me that they're vegan and they invite me over, like, I'm for sure gonna bring my own like stuff to eat.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
either that or I'm not going.
Yeah,
just like, I'm sorry,
you know, like, what? Like, you just settle with like a carton of eggs.
Like,
you know,
like,
would you just bring some eggs and just be like, oh, I'll be fine.
I'll just, like, I'll, if I can boil, can I boil eggs? Yeah. Like, can I boil eggs?
Bro, is that mine? Oh my god.
Because, like, I think at, for every party that I go to now, like, in during, like, this age, I'm like, I'll ask, like,
What's happening?
Yeah. What type of food's gonna be served? Yeah. Like, I have to now because
people don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, there's like,
it's weird times, man.
Yeah,
it's weird.
There are sometimes, like, there are chances that, like, the food is actually really good, but rice? Just rice?
No, but, like, it's not just rice. There was the butternut thing that you mix with the rice. But it's, like,
it's essentially just rice. It's, like, rice with butternut. It's, like, couscous.
I can't
like
argue
couscous
this.
And butternut.
I have no points.
It's just rice.
I have no like points to actually stand up for my friends who served this and gave me free food.
I have that. With something else, you know, like I have that with something else. Like, you have rice with something else. Maybe this is a problem. Maybe this is why I'm a fat fuck, because I need rice and something else. Everyone is just satisfied with rice.
But you're like saying that like veganism is fine. So what's wrong with the butternut kind of like mash kind of thing?
No, it's just the fact. Like, nothing's wrong with the food, right? I'm pretty sure it tasted great. The fact that you served it at a party.
A birthday party. With a fire. That's my thing
with
now.
With a fire. With
the, like, why
like, there's nothing on the
brine and, like, isn't it, like, a little bit of a vibe that everyone's...
Yeah, like, bring, like, thing? BRB. BR,
yeah.
Yeah, bring your burvos.
Yeah.
Bring your... BRB?
Or
no.
Bring your booze.
BYB.
Like, you could
bring
that.
Your... Yeah, bring your burvos.
Yeah.
Like... Man, you know, like, there's so many like, even if it was
strange.
Even if it was like vegan,
and you know what was funny,
sausage or whatever,
I was so like not in it that I was like, let's leave. And then like we were like, my friend and I were like a few minutes like before we were like gonna leave, like someone comes through and is like, oh, there's cake. And I was like,
oh damn,
this it saves
God
it.
Damn,
this saves it. No, because otherwise it's just rice.
That's gosh.
Well,
listen, but did you or did you not come home and eat pizza?
Yeah, that's exactly all. Yeah,
like, you had to.
That wasn't. Yeah,
it wasn't satisfied. It didn't satisfy you to a point where you're like, okay, cool, I'm done for the day.
Yeah,
you know.
And I ate a lot, man. I ate like three persons,
three people's worth of rice.
Like, I was looking at them and they were like, one scoop.
Oh, everyone's like, one scoop. Huh? That's how you stay thin, man. Huh? Like, if you don't go to gym and you want to stay thin, that's how you eat. You have one scoop. Yeah.
Dude.
So a warning to all those who have parties and they're serving rice.
And vegans.
and they're serving just rice, I'm not coming. You might not invite me, but even if I was,
that's very likely.
What, then I'm not that invited? You're
not invited.
Oh, then because now this message has been heard.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
You
that's
see,
why.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Mm. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Just rice.
Mm. It makes you sad. It makes the host
rice is really not the. It's not really
a party food.
It's not really a staple food, like for maybe Asians. But then they mix it well with like fish, and it's like an occasion, and the presentation. It's a whole thing. That's a thing.
Yeah.
If it was sushi, I was like, that's down. That's a lot of rice.
Yeah.
But there's something.
Yeah. There's something else.
There's something.
If it was butternut sushi, then yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But it was butternut and rice.
Butternut and rice.
Okay. Okay. I would
kind of dampen my mood. I wasn't like, it was weird because like it was like a day I had done just a lot of talking, and it's weird how like talking can just drain you.
But, yeah,
like, being on and like
it
really
your brain's always on when you talk.
Yeah, and it's just it's stressful. And like I was just thinking about this over like how like people say act. I mean, like, I think that acting is easy. Essentially, like just being a good actor, I think it's like a lot of luck. Like, you just put in work. I don't think it's necessarily because you say lines so much better than someone else. You know what I mean? Because like I feel like there's a lot of people that could do it. They just aren't given the opportunity, right? You don't see them, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's so many actors, I think. You know, but any maybe I'm completely wrong, probably, but that. What was my point? But it's also emotionally draining.
Mm.
Like, you just being in something else, like being portraying something else, is just taxing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like an easy thing. And even when you do podcasts, or when I did my stand up show, it's like taxing to be up there in like a high stress, like a stressful situation, whatever the stress is.
Mm.
And like the fact that stress almost really does help, like it helps you grow in all aspects. Like when you're stressed out and you have to do something, you know, it sucks, but you get better. You know, it's like a yin and a yang. You can't have like both ways.
So what are you saying about acting?
Yeah. Oh, is that I hadn't realized, and I was like thinking about it, and I was like remembering like my time in school when I did drama, and like we would do that physical theater stuff, and even when you're on that night when you do like those three things in a row, you know,
you never felt stressed during those times, is what you're saying?
No, I felt stressed, but I didn't realize how taxing it was.
Oh, how much, okay. Like,
effort.
So you think
I used to think it's easy, like, ugh, anyone can do it, but it's also, regardless, you feel fucking drained and like,
yeah. But it feels good when you're there, like,
yeah.
You know, it's very similar to, what's it called? When you take drugs. For example.
Oh yeah.
Like
certain drugs. Some drugs. I mean time.
Like you take it to have the good time, but then you feel really drained afterwards.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like for me it's interesting. Like
you have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You know? Like you're there for the up and then you're there for the down.
Yeah. Would you ever try shrooms or no?
No.
Are you interested in it?
No,
but like do you think it's interesting?
Oh, I get a kick out of hearing stories about it.
Right.
Like I love the stories that people tell.
What do you think what do you feel is the difference between like weed and shrooms? What's the difference?
I'm scared.
I get that.
Like honestly, like I hear some of the stories and like, haha, that's funny. Okay, no.
Yeah.
But
like, what stories have you heard? Any ones that come to mind?
Not right now.
Okay. Well, just try and think, because
I'll think during the episode. But I think throughout the episode. But
I think what is interesting is that it is like that with things that are more intense with people. Like they'll be like, "Oh, weed, but not the shrooms," or "Shrooms, but no, I don't fuck with weed," or like LSD, but never shrooms. And it's like LSD's like much more intense.
Yeah, I think it's because. You have a sense or an idea of your own thoughts and how you think and perceive things, right? And I think that me personally, I think about things quite deeply already. So like just that heightened sense of intensity, and then just doing research on what happens to your brain when you do take drugs. It's crazy, and it's interesting, and but when you get to the bottom of it, then it's like it's actually like the layer. So like when you break down all of the layers of what's happening in your brain and the activity, I'm quickly explaining to you like what's actually happening when your brain experiences THC or any mind altering drug, is that it goes into a state very similar, I'm not sure if you know this, a state very similar to a baby's.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So a baby when they are young, they have so much activity in their brain because they are basically it's like being ADHD.
I don't like that.
It's like being ADHD but on steroids. Okay, that's basically what a baby's brain is, because they're taking in so much information so quickly and trying to make sense of it, right? And it's also very similar to like how animals are. It's very like what's happening right now is the thing that I'm focusing on.
Yeah, because it has to be like that. It's like.
But with babies, it's like I'm focusing on everything right now because I'm trying to
surely learn. Maybe baby animals as well.
Yeah, possibly. But essentially, what's happening is like. You are with all of your senses, you are bombarded when you take any drug. Like, your brain goes into a sense of all these senses are new now. Take everything in and then make sense of it. And yeah, it's overwhelming. It can be very overwhelming.
Yeah,
and right. I think that's the scary thing for me, is that I don't think I'm ready right now for that overwhelming, the overwhelming possibility of my senses being overwhelmed. Right. That's what I wanted to say.
But I feel like if opportunities presented themselves to you, I think it'd be different. I think, you know, I don't know. I think that it'd be interesting to see, like, because the way that you first consumed weed was you went a little bit like really borderline nothing, right? You had like a one puff. Oh, are you going to actually
no,
why not?
No,
you were like so keen yesterday.
No,
really,
I just wanted you not to go to
really,
yeah,
oh, because you knew that there was going to be rice.
I didn't know there was gonna be rice at a party.
Fuck! So now you're not gonna do. I thought you would, but you said also. Yeah, you said yesterday, tomorrow, and then you were like, you did. You did say that. So
no,
I have a co-host who's a pussy. It's fine. No, it's cool. It's cool. No, he's a pussy. No, it's all right.
Pussy there is,
dude. It's so funny when we were taking, we were just helping Jones to the car, and you were like, "What? Because." She was like, I offered to carry, I think.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no. And then you were like, oh, you're not carrying her. And I was like, no. And then you're like, what did you say? Because you're weak.
You're a bitch.
And I was like, I was like, to Jones, she's like, no.
Yeah, why no, about
it's
that?
Interesting. It's interesting how like males are like that.
Did you honestly get riled up?
Yeah, of course.
I
do you not? Do you not?
No, because I.
What?
I don't, because like when you like call me like a bitch or like a pussy or like an idiot or like stupid or something, I'm just like
Jesus.
Okay, dude. Cool. If really, that's how
you're not even a little bit. Yeah, fuck you, man. Yeah, not even a little bit.
I think.
Come on.
I think no, like honestly, when I'm tired, then it gets frustrating.
Okay.
But like.
Were you tired then?
When?
When you said that.
Oh, there. Yeah. No. I was just trying to growl you up.
Yeah.
It's the opposite, because like if you're doing it to me, then I let it slide.
Okay.
Right? But when I'm tired and then you're doing it to me, then like it's a bit like, okay, dude, like stop now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine.
I don't see the point of getting riled up because I don't try. I think what I've tried to tell myself or teach myself is that the way that other people their people's perception of you are not what you think that you are, the way that you are.
Why did you do that?
Do what?
Why did you do that to me? What's so fucked? Oh, you're like so floating above everyone else, but then you're still doing a little cunt thing.
No, but I just do it. No, but the thing is, I don't do it to everyone. I don't do it. I've only done it to you. Because you get so, you get really riled up and it's so funny.
Yeah, dude. I've realized, God, dude, I get angry at every little goddamn fucking thing. Everything is like,
I can't believe you went angry at the rice.
A few blood cells. No, I was so, I was also pretty high. So I was like, I'm like hungry, high. Like, I kind of, I'm like out of it. I just didn't really question it in that moment. But the thing is that you said that you were going to do something and then you didn't. That's the thing.
Me?
Yeah, because you said you want to smoke
weed. Yeah, but like it's like, do you want a glass of water?
And like,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a glass of water. I'm actually not thirsty right now.
It's right. It's the same as thing. That. Oh, so you're just not a man of your word. It's okay. No. But no, it's cool.
You're trying to do. I'm just like, okay, cool.
No,
whatever,
I,
man.
I know, I get it though. But then we'll write down in like our blurb of this episode that Zena's not a man of his word. Because this is what this is about now.
Because a man of his word would be, you'd promise to do something. I never promised to do anything.
But you said you'd do something and you're not doing it.
Yes, because I don't want to.
In this present moment, you don't.
Yes, I don't. Right now, I don't want to.
Fine. Why did you say that? I would have respected that.
Sorry?
Hmm?
No, what? Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said, no, you see, remember when we were talking about things that aren't worth repeating? Do you remember that? Now this is what this is now. So if you want to figure this out, you need to fucking go to this fucking part of the episode, bitch.
So after you want to figure...
I ain't doing shit.
Okay,
fine. I ain't doing shit.
Fine.
We're moving on. God, dude, rice. Fuck, man. Bro,
I love how you never clicked. Like,
I never clicked that. I was like, huh? Oh, I should have. Dude, I could have changed the whole course of the evening just on that. As soon as it comes out, huh? We're having rice.
you know that that ad, the Tastic ad, with the family around the table, and they're like, they eat rice, and they're like, you know, there's like grains of rice in the bowl, and then like
what would make it a little bit more normal.
What
if there were a bunch of, you know,
white people?
No.
Oh, but
you know,
vegans.
Yeah.
Around the table, and it's just rice.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, the mother or whoever cooked, they
How
bring
do you
out.
Distinguish a
they
vegan
bring out
though?
Like with those ads, with the Tastic ads, they bring out like a pot of food and a bowl of rice. You know.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that in this case, in your instance, the pot of food was butternut. Was it like mushed up?
It was mushed up butternut.
Yeah.
Were
there little seeds in it?
No.
There weren't even seeds in it.
No, there was.
What type of white people are these?
Ah, dude, I don't know, man.
Oh my gosh. Like they stingy with their seeds.
They just made the thing that like everyone, like all the outliers. All the outliers, the two vegans there, and they just made it that.
Oh no, that's the worst. When the entire when all the food's made for like one person, how does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't
know. Like, you don't think about all of the other guests who like enjoy something else.
No, it's just this is the world that we live in now.
I understand that it's easy. I understand that it's easy, but I feel if I.
Just had some fucking sausages on the side.
That's all you needed to have, and then it was a complete host or great host.
Yeah.
But if I had to rank myself,
yeah,
I would probably put myself at like a 7.5 as a host. Okay. Right. For gatherings.
Well, you know what? You know what gets you to closer to a, like a 3?
What?
Serving rice.
Dude, how can you serve rice? If it's easy for you to just make like vegan dishes, make more than one.
Yeah.
First of all, right? Like one dish. Imagine just serving toast.
Mm.
That's like the equivalent, like just dry toast.
Right.
For a party, like you every time when someone comes into the door, you're like, oh, here you go. Like you hand out toast. Like here's your slice of toast for the evening.
Right.
Enjoy. Like, yeah. Come on, toast.
Yeah.
Sorry, rice.
Toast.
Dude, toast is borderline, dude. Same thing. Oh, yeah. You're serving toast?
Yeah, you're serving toast.
Well, but the thing is with toast, it could be a lot of things on the toast.
No. Just because it's just toast.
Yeah.
Like, imagine just having toast for the evening.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing, yeah.
Oh, man.
No! Come on!
Oh, dude. Come on! That's so funny. I really didn't even think about how whack that is.
And if you can't supply food, right?
Mm.
Tell everyone to bring something.
Yeah.
Like all you can do.
We're serving a vegan thing. Bring some meat if you want meat.
Yeah. Bring a pizza.
Yeah.
If you guys are keen, like, hey guys, listen, I'm having a party. I'm a bit strapped for cash. Can we just order pizzas?
Yeah.
And just bring it. If you don't want a pizza, just bring something for yourself.
You
know?
I would have been in a much better mood maybe for that party. Oh man!
Rice.
Oh, dude.
Come on.
Okay.
I think we're getting caught up on this rice thing. I'm sorry, everyone. I apologize.
Oh God.
I think I'm half hungry, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
So like, just thinking about having rice is just a bit sad. Oh, dude. Speaking of though, I did make this really bomb like rice bowl, which is really good. It'll probably sound really gross to everyone who doesn't, I don't know, like, eat this type of food. But it was like just cooked rice, like a can of tuna, and a soft-boiled egg.
Yep.
And
it
was perfect. It was just so good.
Three things.
Just three things. It was three
isn't
simple.
That, isn't that like, isn't, it's chemistry, right?
What?
Chemistry. Like the different flavors, mixing it together.
Yeah, it's food, right? Food science. Go and watch that episode, guys, if you haven't watched it.
Oh, really?
Wait, which episode was the food science episode?
Bro,
I can't remember. No. If you want to find out, please hit up our dear friend Melissa.
She has not listened.
She hasn't listened. No, but she's probably busy
having the time of her life. For the rest of her life, probably. Like, let's be real. Let's be real. Yeah.
We'll see at the wedding. It's okay.
Mm.
But wait, what was I saying? Oh yeah, you're saying chemistry, like the different like foods, different foods together. It's like different chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. It definitely is. I think there's this series on YouTube where there are three different chefs. They each make the same food, right? But their way. So for example, like they'll make macaroni and cheese, right. But like their way, so like it's like a very noob chef, like a beginner chef, like an intermediate chef, and like a professional chef.
Mm.
And then there's somebody who I think they're a food scientist that rates the different methods in which they cook, the different flavors that they use. Mm. I don't know. Was that my phone?
I don't know.
But yeah. And like it's just interesting that how that even different ways of cooking stuff leaves a huge impact on the flavor.
And when you put things in, like the order.
So like for example, if you don't heat your oil up enough, or you cook in like a cast iron pan versus like a stainless steel pan, or if you like, I think my favorite one is like the order in which you put like your burger and your lettuce and your tomato, like all of your toppings.
Mm.
Like they say, you should put your toppings at the bottom, so that it doesn't like, so like the heat from the burger doesn't ruin the freshness of the toppings.
Yeah, like the lettuce. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So like the lettuce doesn't wilt or anything. Yeah,
and the tomatoes.
Yeah.
But then you could like cook the tomatoes.
You can roast the tomatoes. Roast tomatoes.
A little bit. Roast. I don't like it when it's like.
Do you onions? Do you like onions?
I don't like onions. Only if it's like I'm starting now to like the onion rings from Spur, like the fried onion rings.
Oh yeah.
I'm just starting to like.
Okay.
Them.
Okay. So that's fair.
Give me time. I'm sure. I'll
so y- so you don't like you I don't like raw onions.
Don't like
you
raw don't onions like a, like because the thing is that I've associated raw onions with salad, and it's just like raw onions on a salad.
But it's good. That's good. I like that.
Negro.
It's good.
It has to have like tuna or something. Like maybe cut up with like a little bit of pieces of tuna.
Mm.
Not like just like those like circle kind of things.
Circle kind of things? Oh, like just like.
Yeah, it's like that. And it's like, I don't like that. It's like raw. Fuck that. No. It needs to. I only like it when it's like being used for something.
So like if you cook like in a curry, like if you cook like onions.
Yes, in a curry spaghetti bolognese. Like, oh, come on.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Onions are like such a versatile vegetable though.
Yeah, I know. It's just I don't like the raw purposelessness. Purposelessness. Purposeless.
Yeah. I like raw onion like a burger. It's good. And in salad actually.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it gives it a tang.
I like it on the burger, but like again, not like raw. I like it a little bit cooked with the burger.
You like cooked onions? Do you like cooked onions?
Yeah, at least because that more has a lot more flavor to it. I think.
Okay.
Then like,
it's just you know what I find super interesting about onions is that when they're uncooked, they're very potent. They like the flavor profile is like really tangy and like, I don't know, what do you call that, like. It burns, like.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but like it's super. It's not a pleasant mouthfeel.
Mm.
But I do enjoy it. Like some people don't find it pleasant, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But like if you cook onions for long enough, they become sweet.
Right.
And
it's interesting.
It's onions, dude.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very.
Where do onions come from?
The ground.
I mean, like location-wise, like where they originate.
I think they kind of come from anywhere.
The right?
There's different types of onions, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's not like the one plant. I think celery, not celery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, maybe it is celery that they come from the same like parent plant.
Right.
Sorry, I'm.
This is the tapping part of the episode. This is the tapping part.
So apparently onions originated in Iran.
Okay. Shout out to the. Whoops.
In China as well. So there's evidence that they were being used in China back in 5000 BC. But they originated in Iran.
Oh, cool.
Garlic. That's what I was trying to fucking think of. Oh, garlic God. Also they come from the same like family.
Yeah, it's interesting how like there's a lot of vegetables. There's a lot less plants that you can eat than there are animals that you can eat. You know what I mean?
There are lots less plants that you can't eat than there are animals that you can eat.
Yeah. In terms of plant or like that can sustain you actually.
I think a large part of that is because there are more plants. Like, there are...
Well, right? No shit.
But, like, I think the ratio of plants...
You can eat almost... No, but you can eat, like, pretty much every animal. You can prepare every...
There's a specific way. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I agree with
it's
you.
It's just interesting to say that you're not, like, plant-based. It's like, well... You have the plants that you can.
I think a big difference is that which animals are actually going to give you nutrients, because that's also a big thing. It's like rabbits don't actually have a lot of nutrients in their meat.
Right.
So like there's no point in eating rabbits. Well, like yes, if you're hungry.
Well, I would opt for the like if I
would you rather eat a rabbit than like I don't know, rice and butternuts. If you're opting for nutrients, if you're going nutrients alone.
No, I'd have all three. That's a meal. That's a meal. That's what I'm saying. It is.
If you could only choose one.
If I could only choose
one. And you're going for nutrients.
Are you being serious though? Like, okay, but now like, the key now is the preparation. Because what are we roasting it over a fire?
What?
The rabbit?
The rabbit.
Yeah.
You can prepare
it. Is it spit roasted?
You can prepare it any way you want.
Are you telling me right fuck now? You've never had rabbit, right?
No, I haven't.
Wouldn't you want to try it?
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
So, if it was presented to you in this current moment.
I'm giving it to you as a source of the most nutrients. You have to survive like a week off this dish, right? And it's either going
to
be...
And I have an equal amount of like rabbit to like rice?
You have an equal amount, but the one has more nutrients than the other.
Does the butternut and rice have... Not the butternut and rice, because that's two. You're putting two.
This is
interesting now, because you're kind of bending the rules. Okay. There's no seasoning on the said rabbit.
Okay, just butternut? Yeah. A butternut or a rabbit?
A rabbit, 100%.
You have to survive a week with just the one item, and there's more nutrients in a butternut.
Well, it would make sense, because I feel like the rabbit would be preserved less. If I had salt... okay. In terms of just pure survival, probably the butternut. If I had a fridge, rabbit.
The rabbit. Yeah. Okay.
And you? Yeah.
I would go with the butternut. Really? No, like hands down, probably the butternut. You can roast butternut. Oh, roasted butternut's good.
I'm not saying it's just that I want to try some roasted rabbit.
Yeah. And also, I feel like which one also like also in terms of let's say you are hunting and gathering, right?
Right.
And there's a plethora of butternut and rabbit.
Yeah.
Right. I'd probably opt to get the butternut because it's easier to do than trying to catch a rabbit.
Well, if there's a lot of them, kind of don't you just run as fast as you can and just pick up whichever one you can?
Just bring them up.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, just like break their fucking neck.
Oh my god.
That's what you'd have to do.
Yeah. I think that's also the other thing. That's the other thing. Like if you're like on an island and there's only like butternuts and rabbits.
I know that if I was really hungry.
Yeah, you would.
I would.
You would.
I know I would.
But it's just like right now not feeling it, you know?
I really don't want to ever have to do that. Like I'm fine with killing my own food for sure, but just not a rabbit.
My
really
cat,
not a rabbit.
My cat brought a alive baby bird into my room.
Gang shit.
And there was a fresh baby bird. Like there was like barely any feathers on it. And like I could see his heart like beating, right? And I came and like he just left it there. He just left it in my room. Like he didn't kill it or anything. Like I came home. I think this was actually after an episode. I came home and I'm like, what the flip am I supposed to do with this now?
Dude, I remember, oh my god.
Like it was like bleeding and stuff, and it was just like had his beak open, like, huh?
Yeah.
I felt so bad.
There was one time in school, and this was like a moment like I think it was like a you realize like, oh, you know, like this is and I it's just like a very humble, like I'm humbling, coming to realize that this life is fickle.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what grade it was. It was quite young. Like grade 3, 4. And I saw there was this big tree in at my primary school. And it was like, just like an awesome tree. It was just like, just so interesting and weird. Like the roots were.
Mm.
And it almost looked dead. Mm. It almost looked like an old, like, just like, witchy tree. Mm-hmm. Like, very creepy looking.
Yeah.
And I remember, it was also like, you wanted it, like, anytime you crossed it, you would, like, look behind you. See if there's anything there. You know, that kind of tree.
Okay.
And I remember just once seeing. Oh my god, I had actually sprained my ankle and I couldn't race. It was like a athlete. Oh, I don't know what it's called. Sports day, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't because like the day before I'd fallen
and
like landed like actually just funny on my ankle, like lopsided. And I couldn't run. And I was like, I could, whenever we raced, I would beat everyone. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just going to beat the fuck out of everyone. I was like, great. That happened. And I was like chilling by this tree because I was like, I had to be there. But yeah. I couldn't race.
Yeah.
So I was just like limping around. And it wasn't bad enough for me to get a crutch, but I'm like a kid.
Okay.
And I just remember seeing like this baby bird had fallen from the tree, I think. And its heart had come outside. Oh. And it was like, and I was like, sitting and I was like I was staring at it and I was like locked in and my like ankle was like sore and I was like oh this shit is very very fragile. I remember thinking like me just like injured and like how I couldn't do something that I really wanted to do and something comes in and is like nah not that day, you know, fate can just drop. Yeah, and I remember just like
just put that it was into like perspective.
It was like one of those things where just went everything went zoom, and you feel like separated from everything, but you know, everyone's going through that. It's so interesting.
Yeah, just put yourself in perspective to like like your pain and even though it was just a bird.
Yeah. Yeah, but I remember seeing that baby bird and it just fallen. It just
Did it fall in front of you?
No, it didn't. I remember seeing it and it must have just fallen or something. Okay. I don't know. There's no cats there. It wouldn't be like a cat, you know.
Mm.
But yeah, it's. Man, I remember that being like a very prominent moment. Like etched in your brain, like I won't. But then I just reminded of myself of it now, and I forgot. You know, you think about it for a little bit.
Crazy how the world works.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can always end it on like slightly weird note.
Yeah.
Always.
Unfortunately,
we end up doing this.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening. Please go and follow us at High and Dry Pod on Instagram.
Yeah.
And stay tuned for more exciting pods.
Mm.
We have
content. That's great.
We always have good content, great content. And this is 2Puff and 1X signing off.
Wow.